Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Lord, you are mighty. You are holy. You are great. Oh, you are great in the heavens, great in the earth. I cover block a middle crochet, boys to men, girls to ladies, radio show with the blood of Jesus. I cover our minds, our thoughts in Jesus' name. I cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiple grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus. And we are a covenant redeemed from the power of evil. In Jesus' name, we rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We release deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and our salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Jesus resisted unto the blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. So Satan, we rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you now. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our hearts are sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from the evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you so much for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gatling, also known as Sister G. And we are glad that you joined us this evening. We come today to welcome and to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, his word is mighty, his word is awesome, and God honors his word above his name. Colossians 3, 1 through 10 says, if ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, Then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. The last verse says, and have put on the new man. Hallelujah. We put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. What an awesome, mighty word that is. Now, I'm going to pray for families today. So I pray that you would pray silently with me as I pray aloud. Father, we agree with your plan today, O God. You are the one who created husbands, wives, children, and a great family to worship you, to honor you, to bless you. So, Father, today we lift up the fathers. We lift up the fathers, the mothers, the children, the extended families, and we speak blessings upon them now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call from the east, the west, the north, and the south, those fathers that are not saved, and we say mass salvation for fathers today. Mass salvation for mothers today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for salvation for entire families in Jesus' name in all parts of the United States and throughout the world. International salvation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing. We thank you that our labor is not in vain and we will not grow weary in well doing. We'll be obedient to you. Forgive us, O Father, when we sin against you. Being human, we sin, O God, with our thoughts, with our actions, sometimes just downright rebellious. Forgive us, Father, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, O God. Today, we just come to say thank you for forgiving us and giving us a heart of flesh, removing that stony heart from us, allowing us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And the second commandment, we love that great commandment, O God. And the second one is like unto that, to love each other like we love ourselves. We bind up murder in the land. That murdering spirit is bound right now in Jesus' name throughout the United States, throughout the world. We lose life and life more abundantly. And Father, forgive us. Your word says if your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven and forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. Now our eyes shall be opened, and our ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. But now have you chosen us. I thank you that you've chosen us to do a mighty work for you, O God. We are your mouthpiece, O God. We are your weapons of war, so use us. Forgive us when we said no to your will, no to your ways. Today we say yes, yes, Lord. So, Father, I bind up the hand of the enemy that would pit husbands against wives and wives against husbands. We say you are bound in Jesus' name, and I thank you for protection and guidance and strength for families today, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for jobs, for husbands, jobs for wives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, in the name of Jesus, that husbands will begin to honor you as never before. Wives will begin to honor you as never before. They will be obedient to you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for a time of study and prayer in families, oh God. There's a common saying that families that pray together stay together. So, Father God, let prayers go forth in families today as never before. We thank you, Father God, for the children being trained up in the way they should go. In Jesus' name, and when they're old, they will not depart from that way. They won't even stray. They'll be faithful like Daniel. They will not bend to the world's ways. I think that the world's ways will be repulsive to our children. They will not go, they will not go the way of the enemy, but they will seek and run hard after you, Father God. They will desire you as never before. Even the little ones will begin to wave and raise holy hands and say, Our Father, which art in heaven. They will grow up with the word on the inside of them in Jesus' name, and they will not depart from it. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. I thank you for safety for husbands and wives and children, oh God, as they go to work, as they come home, as they go to school, as they come home. I thank you, oh God, for the latchkey kids being safe, oh God. Those that have no one to come home to, their parents are working late. In Jesus' name, I thank you that they will stay inside, locked up, and the devil will have no power over them because, Father, the blood of Jesus is against the enemy of our children. And I thank you that our children will begin to live long, healthy lives. In Jesus' name, so, Father, we bless you, and we honor you. We thank you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for what you're doing in husbands, wives, children, and extended families. We thank you for excellent help for our families, oh God, and we will watch what we put in the temple, oh God, in Jesus' name. We will not put any unhealthy thing to our lips in Jesus' name, but we will eat healthy and drink healthy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you know, in Colossians, Paul talks about putting on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Along with the new spiritual man, we have to also renew our temple where God lives in us. We cannot fill our spirit man with junk, fleshly thinking or acting. We cannot fill our physical man with junk, because there are consequences when we fill it up with junk, whether spiritual or natural man. We refuse. You know, 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. In order to prosper in health, we must first have a renewed mind. I'll say it again. In order to prosper and help, we must first have a renewed mind. We must begin to think about and honor our temples that God gives us, where Jesus lives. Jesus rested, he fasted, he prayed, and he took care of his temple. He ate healthy. Trust me, he didn't eat junk food. He had to eat healthy to stay healthy because he had a mighty work to do for God. And if we're going to be more like Jesus, we're going to have to do the same thing. Now, let's look at Daniel. You know, Daniel's life, he had a great life. He went through many great trials. I mean, trials you would not believe. But he stood the test of time. He withstood the test, every test. He leaned not upon his own understanding, but Daniel leaned upon the Most High God. Let's look in Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and unto Jerusalem, and he besieged it, took it over. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessel of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of God, and he brought the vessel unto the treasure of the house of God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish. Listen, they wanted specific kind of children. They didn't just want any children off the street. They wanted special children who didn't have any blemishes on them. They wanted children that were, you know, free from blemishes. They were well-favored. They were good-looking children and skillful in wisdom, wise beyond their years, and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. And whom that they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. Now, this is king food we're talking about. So nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. 3 long years now. Listen to this. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the princes of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and of Mishael of Meshach, and unto Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not. Listen what he did now. Young man, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself, that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel was brilliant now. He requested. He didn't just do what he wanted to do. He made a request. How many of us are making requests? Or we just do what we want to do? Now, verse 9 of Daniel 1. Now, God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink, for why should we see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me in danger my head to the king. In other words, he said, wait a minute, my king, wait a minute. I can't let you all eat what you want to eat. Because you'll begin to start looking back. Then Daniel spoke up. Then Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, Daniel said. I beseech thee, give me 10 days, he said, and then give us pulse to eat. Wow, pulse to eat. You can read about it. It's in Daniel 1, verse 12. And water to drink. My God, he didn't ask for steak, bacon. He asked for cold drinks. He asked for pulse. Look it up, pulse, on the internet. Do a research. Pulp. We're going to talk about it a little bit. And water to drink. My God. Most children today, they want a cold drink. Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, 7-Up, whatever it is they drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee. In other words, after 10 days, after we eat pulse and drink water, examine us and see if we look any different. And the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest, deal with thy servants. In other words, okay, let us do this test. And then after 10 days, if we look worse, then we'll eat what the king has. But if not, we'll continue to eat our diet. So he consented to them this matter and proved them 10 days. He kept his word. And Daniel kept his word. At the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Now, they were eating meat, and Daniel and his friends, they weren't eating meat. They were eating pulse. We're going to find out. Again, remember last week we talked about pulse? Then Melzar took away the portion of their meat and their wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. So now that Daniel proved himself after 10 days, he gave it to all the boys, pulse. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge. That's Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God gave them knowledge and skill in learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions, you hear that, and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the princes of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king. Listen what they did. They stood before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and knowledge that the king inquired, he asked them questions. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. Now, you know, that's awesome. And Daniel continued even until the first year of King Cyrus. Oh, my God. God gave them favor. They were obedient to God. They made a promise that they, you know, if they could eat pulse and it didn't work after 10 days, you know, they were going to eat the king's diet. So, you know, they did what God wanted them to do. They obeyed God rather than man. But they didn't just rebel. They ain't going to eat that. No! They went through the proper channel. So I'm going to say a prayer for health and healing. This book comes from Prayers That Rout Demons by Apostle John Eckhart from Chicago, Illinois. It's prayers for healing and health. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried our sickness and infirmities. He cast out all spirit of infirmity that would try to attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break, rebuke, and cast out all spirits of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, bones, breath, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, heart attack, stroke, kidney, failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, or insomnia, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing strength to all our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all heart attacks rooted in fear, and we command all spirits of fear to leave in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just bless and honor you. We thank you for your word. You honor your word above your name, and so do we. So I thank God today. You know, God said in his word in Acts, I'm going to read it to you, Acts 17, verse 30. And it says, in time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So today we're going to apply that scripture to us eating healthy. You know, God don't want us to be ignorant of anything. And his word in 3 John, as we read before, says, beloved, above all, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank the Father that we are prospering in health and in our soul. And Father God would not have us ignorant of how to live in today's society. You know, things have changed. When I was a child growing up, we could eat, you know, from the garden outside in our yard. But now so many things have changed. The soil is depleted of the oxygen and the minerals that we need. And if we don't get the right kind of soil, we're not growing healthy food. And we need healthy food to live. You know, Father God is almighty. He is Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer. And he wants us to prosper in health even as our soul prospers. So we have to repent, move from our old ways, and follow God. We must begin to search the scriptures for how to live healthy. Like I said, when I was a child growing up, you could go straight to the water fountain and get the water. You could go outside and get your vegetables. Chickens grew in the yard. I mean, chickens ran around in the yard, rabbits in their cages. But now, they don't touch the ground anymore. So we have to be careful what we're putting in the temples of God. The scriptures we covered earlier will help us. As we begin to think healthier, we will begin to feed our bodies healthy food. And we will rid ourselves from junk food diet. We don't want junk food in our diet. Those empty calories that cause us to have health issues. Too much salt, too much sugar can cause us to have poor health. Too much salt and too much sugar. Remember the story of Daniel. You know, they made a request. They said, Lord, you know, we want to eat healthy. Let us just eat healthy. So, you know, we have to eat healthy, think healthy, first of all, in order to be healthy. We have to think healthy in order to be healthy. Now, you know, you can eat healthy all you want, but if you're not thinking healthy thoughts, it's of no benefit to you, no benefit whatsoever. So, you know, we want to be careful what we're putting in our body. And, you know, sugar can cause all kind of problems in our body. Sugar can cause all kind of problems. Go online or go to the library and research sugar. The effects that it has on the body could cause heart problems, certain kinds of cancer. You know, God wants us to be healthy. He wasn't just fooling around in his word when he gave us his word. He truly wants us to be healthy. You know, Americans are eating, you know, tons of sugar every day going into our body. You know, our children, you know, when I was growing up, we had a little bit of candy. But I tell you what, you had to eat your meal, a healthy meal, before you could have candy, ice cream. You had to eat your beans, your collard greens, your chicken. You had to eat, you know, all your vegetables. You couldn't just eat what you want to eat. And, you know, Americans are eating, you know, so much sugar. They're gaining weight, and they're becoming unhealthy. Too much sugar can increase the risk of all kind of diseases. in our bodies, in our minds. You know, the sweet and the lowdown tossing back sugary drinks may cause your risk of diabetes. Following a high glycemic diet may cause acne. A diet rich in sugar can hurt your heart. Sugar can increase your chances of depression. You ever seen your children sometimes certain ways they act? Because they're eating too much sugar. So people say, oh, they're so hyper. I've never seen a hyper child. I've seen children who are not getting enough exercise. They're not running around and playing enough. They're at the computer or sitting down too much. But they're not hyper. That energy must come out of them. Now, we can channel it in good ways. You can send them for karate lessons. You can let them go to the gym for basketball, you know, football, track and field, volleyball. There are all kinds of things that they can do to rid themselves of the energy, the excess energy they have. And that's normal. We have a lot of energy, too, but we use it to pay bills or to clean the house or to cook or whatever. But the children just sit around watching TV, playing on the iPod or listening to, you know, some kind of music. And, of course, they're going to be revved up because they're getting too much sugar. Sugar will increase, you know, your energy level for the moment. It'll give you a high for the moment. And then after a while, you start getting a low. And you'll be wondering, well, what's wrong with me? I don't feel that good. I don't feel right. Junk food, all that chocolate, all those candy bars. We don't need that. We do not need that. Now, you know, Daniel, he was offered the king's food. Now, who would turn down the king's food except he be a man of God? Daniel was very knowledgeable. His friends were very knowledgeable. Guess who gave him that knowledge? Father God. He had favor on them. And they challenged the king. They said, okay, let us do, you know, our diet for 10 days. And then compare us to those other young men. And I tell you what, they changed too. And we were talking about Pulse. And you can read about Pulse in Daniel. It's in the book of Daniel. Read Daniel 1, and it talks about Pulse. It has to do with seeds. You know, you see our children eating pumpkin seeds today? Pumpkin seeds? Now, there are natural pumpkin seeds without all the salt and the sugar and all that stuff. Sunflower seeds. You know, they can eat different seeds. Those are good for them. Pinto beans, white beans, black beans, red beans, snap beans, pole beans, green beans. Pulse is also a vegetable. Broccoli, lettuce, kale, green and purple cabbage, squash, carrots, celery, beets, tomatoes. Just go in the store sometime and study what the vegetables are for. What vegetables give you this kind of nutrient? Because your body needs nutrients. Each of these have nutrients to keep us healthy. Each part of the body needs nutrients. You know, God has all this worked out now. When we get, when we get training to eat healthy, then we can train our children to eat healthy. So, you know, last week I talked about some foods that you can eat. These are also some books that I've gotten over the years. One of them is called The Daniel Fast. So it's a 21-day plan, and it has different, you know, things that you can eat in here, different recipes, green beans and tomatoes, Italian style, roasted asparagus the Roman way, herb-roasted sweet potato fries, Mexican-style pickled vegetables. You know, it has a lot of things in here. I don't see nothing about potato chips and candy bars. I don't see that in here. Mashed sweet potatoes, green peas, rice and whole grains. You know, we can eat healthy if we want to. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like that. You can develop a taste, just like you develop a taste for the wrong kind of food, you can develop a taste for good, healthy food. The young men that were with Daniel and his friends, they were used to eating rich food. But when they were put on that diet, they had to develop a taste for pulse. Beans and rice and corn and, you know, all those kind of vegetables, broccoli. Some children haven't ever seen vegetables. They don't even know what they are. Squash, sweet potatoes, onions, celery. Now, you remember last week I talked about, I'm going to go over this one again. It's the menu. You can eat healthy for breakfast. You can have orange slices, scrambled eggs, sugar-free cereal. And that's a biggie. You know, our children are getting so much sugar in the cereal that they eat. Cereals are loaded with sugar. Sometimes they just eat cereal. And when they get to school, they're at an all-time low. The teacher asks them something, they dull. Their brains are dull because of all the sugar that they're eating. They don't have any brain food. How can they think? They cannot think because they are full of junk. Nothing that's good for the brain. They need nutrients for the brain. And then, you know, for lunch, they can have grilled cheese sandwich, carrots, celery, water. Water with each meal. You know, water is good for you. Cold drinks are loaded with sugar. Now, you know, moderate juice is good, apple juice, pineapple juice, a moderate amount. Don't replace anything with water. Water has so much nutrients and minerals in it that your body needs oxygen when you get the proper water. Some, all water is not the same even. If you get some water and you start feeling bad, you may think about it. Change the water that you're drinking. I was in Walmart a few weeks ago, and I was asking about some particular kind of water and how much it cost. So the gentleman that helped me, he brought over, he told me how much it cost, and then he said, you know, miss, you could get this kind of water for much more than what you're paying for that. I said, yeah, you're right, but that kind of water makes me sick. So in the long run, I'd be paying more because I'd be in the doctor's office trying to get well from the wrong kind of water. All water, bottled water, is not the same. Now, for supper, you can have baked chicken, fresh cooked broccoli, potatoes and onions, lettuce salad, water again. You can have a salad with lettuce and tomatoes. Someone was telling me recently that if you eat a tomato a day, it will keep you from getting a stroke. You know, we're studying food closer now than we used to. So we're finding out more things. Now, that was week one. Week two, you can have oatmeal with blueberries, chicken, sausage, toast, water. Sometimes you can do without eating meat. For lunch, you can have ground turkey on bun, sliced, you know, maybe sliced fruit of some type, pineapple or watermelon, and you can have some water. Then for supper, you can have baked or broiled fish, rice, cabbage, tomatoes, fresh bowl of cherries for your dessert. You know, sweet potato pies, I love them. Apple pies, I love them. Peach cobblers, I love them. Pound cake, I love it. But I tell you what, I don't make it a every day, every month, every week thing. I may have a piece every now and then, and most of the time I try not to eat that, even though I still love that. I do my best to get off the sugar and the white flour product. Week three, you can have fresh cantaloupe for breakfast. You can have cheese, grits, and eggs. You can have, for lunch, peanut butter sandwich, vegetable soup. I made a chicken vegetable soup the other day, and I used vegetable broth. I put chicken wings in it. I put fresh tomatoes, fresh garlic, purple onions, collard greens, cabbage, broccoli, okra, celery. I put a lot in it. And I'll tell you what, it is delicious. Delicious. So teach your children. Say, look, this week I'm going to introduce you to some new food. You could give them celery with cheese in it, that spread cheese, not that stuff that's got all that salt in it, or sugar. Read the label. And then for supper, you can have sautéed vegetables with brown rice. You can have broccoli, onions, carrots, celery, tomatoes. And then for dessert, you can have fresh pineapple. And, of course, what else? Water. We need water. Our body is made up of, I forgot if it's 85% of our bodies is made up of water, but I know we need a lot of it. Now, like the fourth week, what could you have for breakfast? Fresh peaches on oat bran with walnuts in it. Then you can have water. You know, we can eat healthy if we want to. Now, that calls for planning. I talked last week about planning. Planning to shop, writing out your grocery list, then making your menu, then making your grocery list, getting the newspaper, looking for bargains. Now, also, for lunch, you can have boiled eggs, salad, or a bun. You can have yogurt, water. For supper, you can have a homemade chicken vegetable soup with rice or noodles or corn, a fresh salad, mango slices, watermelon slices, honeydew melon. You know, it's so much that we can eat so that we can stay healthy. There's lots that we can eat to stay healthy. Now, you know, one of my concerns is for mothers that are pregnant. I see a lot of mothers pregnant. They're carrying the cell phones right next to their babies. They hook the cell phones right on their stomach. And, you know, those things put out radiation just like microwaves and TVs. And, you know, I even see women putting those cell phones down in their breast area. Those things are dangerous. You can get online and look it up. Danger of the cell phone, especially being next to your body, and you definitely don't want to put it next to your unborn baby. You know, pregnant mothers, especially those that love the Lord, need to lay hands daily on your bellies and pray for your unborn babies. So today I'm going to pray for pregnant mothers and new mothers, newborn, and young children. Father God, today we honor you as the Most High God. We thank you that you are Lord, you are Father, you are Savior. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are God. You are Lord. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Today, Father, I lift up pregnant mothers that they would use wisdom. That they would lay hands and pray for their unborn babies every day. That they would pray for safety, for protection. That every part of the baby's body will be developed. Fully developed in the process that you have for it to be developed in, oh God. I decree and declare pregnant mothers will eat healthy food. They will desire healthy food, fruit and vegetables, healthy meat. Seeds and legumes and nuts, cashews and walnuts and pecans and all kinds of nuts and seeds and fresh vegetables, fresh salad, lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and all kinds of garlic, celery, and healthy food, healthy salad dressings, not salad dressings loaded up with sugar and all kinds of things that's not healthy. So, Father God, I thank you for healthy diets for pregnant mothers. In Jesus' name, I pray that they will get the rest they need, that they will prop their feet up. I bind up the hand of the enemy that will cause the babies to try to come early. I bind up miscarriages right now in the name of Jesus. I say, every pregnant mother will carry their baby to full term. They will begin to eat healthy as never before. They will be going to eat pulse in Jesus' name. They will drink water, plenty of water. They will stay off their feet unnecessarily in Jesus' name. They will not carry those cell phones on their bodies in Jesus' name, in their breast area or on their bodies in any way, but that they will use a purse or something to carry those cell phones in. And, Father, I just pray that they'll begin to wean themselves from so much talking, but they will begin to talk to their unborn babies. They will begin to say, we want you. We love you. You're daddy, and I can't wait for you to come. I thank you, Father God, that they'll begin to tell their babies how much they love them and how much their grandparents love them, how much their sisters and brothers love them, and how they're waiting for them. They got the rooms ready. I thank you, Father God, that the clothes will be ready for the babies, oh God, and that they will wear clothes suitable. I thank you that the babies will be, mothers will be careful when they're out in the sun to cover the baby's eyes, oh God. Even in cold places, they will cover their babies up so they won't get pneumonia or colds or fever or sinus or all those kind of problems, oh God. That they will begin to protect the unborn and protect the newborns in Jesus' name. And Father, as the mothers go into the delivery room, I thank you that you are cleaning them out spiritually. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to be in the delivery room. We bind you right now. We say you cannot reign in the delivery room. Oh, Jesus will be there. Especially for your called out children, Father God. I thank you that as the mothers push their babies out in the natural, I thank you, O Lord, that you will catch them in the spirit. And you will blow your breath into their bodies and the children, your joy, life. The babies will be living souls. I thank you for abundant life for the newborns. I thank you that they will be healthy and well all the days of their lives. And I bind up every inherited curse that's been sent to the babies in Jesus' name. I thank you that the babies will live healthy lives, that they will be saved at early ages. They will begin to follow you, hunger and thirst for righteousness. I thank you for the ones that were born today. I pray a hedge of protection around them, also upon the ones that are to be born in Jesus' name. I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection. I bind up accidents in the crib. I bind up crib death. I bind up all kinds of diseases that come through the bloodline in Jesus' name. I say that no weapon that is formed against the babies will prosper in Jesus' name. I bind up that smoking demon that would smoke while they're pregnant in front of their children. I bind up alcohol spirit in the name of Jesus. I say that no alcohol will enter into an unborn baby system in Jesus' name, that our babies will come here pure. They will have healthy hearts, healthy lungs, healthy brain, healthy limbs, healthy eyes, healthy ears. Every part of their body is healthy in Jesus' name. And I thank you that they will eat healthy all the days of their lives. And so, Father, we bless you. We honor you today for your holy presence being among us, oh God. We just thank you today for what you're doing for mothers, what you're doing for the children, what you're doing for husbands, what you're doing for fathers, what you're doing for wives, what you're doing for mothers. We bless you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that mothers, they cut it in your coat, and fathers, especially those that are called by your name, would dwell in the secret place in abiding under your shadow, Almighty. They will say of you, Lord, you are their refuge. You are their fortress, my God, and you are their trust. They will begin to trust in you as never before. I thank you that young women who are pregnant, even the older ones, will use wisdom. We bind up toxins from the body right now in Jesus' name. And we lose healing virtue throughout their bodies in Jesus' name. We bind up any infectious disease that would be in the delivery room. I thank you that every delivery room is pure and fresh. That no toxins will be in those rooms where the unborn babies are being delivered in Jesus' name. I bind it up, the demons that would try to bring forth the babies before time. And I say they will live out all their time in the womb, and then when it's time for them to be born, they will come forth at the appropriate time. So, Father, I thank you for mothers and fathers and babies. Even our youth, I lift them up. I bind the demon that would try to cause our youth to kill themselves, to murder themselves. I bind up that spirit that would try to take their own lives in Jesus' name. I say our children will live out all their days and they will not have demonic oppression, suppression, depression in the name of Jesus, that your joy is their spirit. Your joy, your joy is their portion in Jesus' name. Your joy upon our children. I bind the hand of the demons that would try to pit parents against children, children against parents in Jesus' name. I say that none of our children will be found in the hospital because of broken bones or because of cigarette burns, and because they've been raped by their family members. I bind that spirit up right now, and I loose the spirit of integrity in the fathers, in the mothers, and I thank you for them being healed from that demonic spirit in Jesus' name. I thank you for families following you, praising you as never before. I thank you for families running hard after you, giving up their ways and following your ways. In Jesus' holy name I pray. So, Father, I just thank you for those who are listening today on Voice to Men, Girls to Ladies, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, it's closing time on Voice to Men, Girls to Ladies today. I'm looking forward to speaking with you on Saturday on Bible Storyland at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. I love each of you. God loves you so much. You can't begin to know how much Father God loves each of you and how much he wants you to be in health, even as your soul is in health. So I thank God for each of you. Allow God to help you to think healthy, act healthy, by eating healthy foods that will keep you healthy. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to sing to your children, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E, Bible. The Bible, the Bible. I love the Bible. It is God's word. The Bible, the Bible, I love the Bible. It is God's word. Sing those songs to your children. Oh, my God, children just love for you to sing to them and teach them how to clap their little hands and sing. They will love it. You know, when I taught years ago in the nursery, I used to buy little Bibles for the children. And some of them were 1 year old, two, three. Some of them could hardly hold a Bible. But when they got older, they got strength in their hands. They could hold a Bible up. And they say, I'm a Bible, Sister G. So, you know, they can learn very early about the B-I-B-L-E. So don't forget, teach your children about God. teach them all about the word of God and how much God loves them. I used to ask the children, I said, who loves you? And they answered, Jesus. Jesus. They knew their mamas and daddies loved them, but I want them to know that Jesus loved them too. So you have a prosperous evening, and don't forget, be obedient to the Most High God. God loves you, and so do I. Look forward to speaking to you on Saturday and next Thursday for Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Have a prosperous evening in the Lord, serving Him, giving Him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a prosperous evening. Love you. Bye.